Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison, welcome back to another Spirit Connection podcast. I'm excited for what's going on. I've been doing a series on prayer, and I want you to get a breakthrough in prayer. I want you to bring someone alongside because, in other words, I want you to get a hold of someone and listen to this message with you because it's going to do something powerful. The prayers of a righteous man or woman are powerful and effective. The Lord says this, I'm going to do something new that will blow you away. That's a paraphrase of what he's doing right now. So Lord, we pray for the download of the revelation on how to pray right now. I pray, Lord, that you would speak to each person. I pray that there would be something new shift right now on earth as it is in heaven. I'm asking now that you would step in and intervene in these places where people are discouraged. I pray that you would make yourself real, that you would show what it is that is the block, and that you would speak the breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to talk about something that's so powerful. I've mentioned it many times. It is the power of agreement. Where two agree together, it will be done. Ecclesiastes 4:12, I'm going to go deeper into this. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. On June 12, 2016, God gave me a strategy on how to pray in coming into alignment with heaven that could stop horrific world events. Now, I had something happen. You can do this for yourself, which I've been talking about, but I applied these to my life. I got healed of multiple chemical sensitivity. I got healed of anxiety breakdowns. I got healed of Lyme disease, to name a few things, once I applied this. But the biblical principle of agreement is the key. And it shifted the negative atmosphere of fear, terror, and violence. But we must first come into agreement with God's ways and his word, and not the plan of the enemy. That's so important. You know, where do bad things come from? I tell people all the time, the bad things happening in the world today are not from God. Jesus told the parable, Matthew 13:24. He said, the kingdom of God is like a man who sowed good seed in a field. But when everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and he went away. But when the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appear, and the owner's servants came to him and said, where did these weeds come from? And Jesus told this parable, says, an enemy did this, even though I'm telling you, it looks like it might be from God, it is not. God wants to bless you. So when I run people through discipleship and training, you know, I have some online schools of ministry. The first thing I do is find out who God really is. I want you to understand that God loves you. He wants to bless you. He's the God of love. 3 John 2. Dear friends, I hope all is well with you and that you will be healthy in body and strong in spirit. It's God's will for you to be healthy. It's God's will to bless you, financially even. My goodness. And so sins and stress, overloaded lifestyles, things like that leave us with very little margin and can weaken our bodies emotionally and our relationships. That's what happened to me. I was on the road for 150 days a year for 10 years. That might not be the thing that caused me to hit the wall, but at some point, I hit the wall when some extra stress came in. I had the anointing to be out there speaking, but when I lost many family members to Huntington's disease, including my mom, my aunt, my uncles, my sister, my brother are in heaven now, and that caused me to have little margin. But I understood in the midst of this that God loved me, but there was somewhere that I got off track with getting stressed and allowing the enemy in James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift comes down from heaven, from the Father of lights who does not change like the shifting shadows. Jesus actually began to prophesy back in Luke 21:26. He begins to prophesy an attack we are seeing today. One of the number one causes of death in the United States, according to the Center for Disease Control, is heart disease, heart attacks. Jesus prophesies this in Luke 21:26, men's hearts failing them for fear and the expectation of those things that are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Now, Jesus tells us there's a shaking coming on the earth, and it's the fear that will cause heart attacks. It's fear, because fear is a four-letter word that starts with F. Did I just say that? Yes, I did. Fear is something that doesn't belong. It's a demonic force that will come in and can destroy our lives. Now, listen to me. According to 1 John 4:18, this is revelation that helped me get healed. That 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. If you get into some chronic levels of fear, if you allow Satan to begin to control your life in that, in that sense of stress and fear all the time, it is possible that tormentors can come, Christian or not. Now, I'm not saying you get possessed at all, but a tormentor can get assigned to you. The Apostle Paul had a tormentor assigned to him. Look at 2 Corinthians 12. And there's times when a tormentor can get assigned to you. That happened to me. And that's why we're seeing people go crazy these days. And it's from chronic levels of fear, but it's also, the Lord showed me this, is that a lot of the attacks we're seeing today, the craziness, is a three-chord attack. Remember, Ecclesiastes 4:12, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. Well, Satan knows the word of God. Just look at when Jesus was in the wilderness with him. He was arguing the word of God with him, trying to get him to get out of balance with things. A three-chord strand of Satan is fear, hatred, and judgments. It's living in fear instead of faith, which invites the tormentors. It's the lack of love instead of, actually doing the greatest thing that Jesus said, violating. You know, when you get into hatred and you begin to agree, you come into agreement with the fruit of darkness, you can actually open these things up in your life. Judging and speaking against others actually removes your authority in prayer. So there's three things: fear, lack of love, and judging other people. This is the three-chord attack from the enemy. Now, I'm going to help you disarm it, because the three-strand solution from God is to cast out the spirit of fear and its tormentors and be filled with God's perfect love for yourself, for God, and others. Remove judgments against yourself, God, and other people. Now, I'm buzzing through this quick. You might want to listen to this again later, because there is an attack right now. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. So notice that fear comes in, and also it can take away a sound mind. Fear has crept into many people and has made it acceptable. But God has said, over 365 times in the Bible, do not be afraid. That's one a day if you want to read them. Combining fear and the lack of love. In other words, if you start to get angry at people, you even might think it's the anger of the Lord, but I want you to be careful there. If you start getting angry, you start judging people. If you start getting pulled into all that stuff on the internet and all the negativity, you start getting the opposite of the spirit of love, these things can creep into your life. So there's an attack on love right now. I want to tell you, this is how I got healed once I understood this. Matthew 22:37, the greatest commandment of love. Jesus said, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, there's three loves going on. Love God. And maybe in my case, I love God, and I didn't realize that I had gotten disappointed. I had gotten upset that I had so many debts in my family, and I actually had some unforgiveness towards the Lord in my heart. I didn't realize it. I also had some unforgiveness towards some people in my life. Bad things had happened to me that I didn't agree with. Then I had some low self-esteem issues brewing as well. So that's the three things that Jesus said over and over. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. And when you get out of alignment with those three loves, we begin to get angry at God. We blame him for things, or we get emotional wounds in our souls that can lead to self-hatred, maybe so low self-esteem, maybe even anger judgments can set in. When we get into these things, we get out of perfect love. Perfect love will cast out these things, opens up tormentors or the demonic attack or sickness against our finances and against our faith. I want to just say this. I had to pull this together from several different places, and one of them was Dr. Henry Wright, who had that message that really helped me on this. But I want to give you the bottom line right now. The attack against judgments is really hard. This is something that seems normal to people, to go out and be revengeful, get angry, especially on the internet, especially, you know, on social media. Jesus said in Matthew 7, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. In the same way that you judge others, you will be judged. And by the same measure you use will be measured to you." These are the following verses of the Lord's Prayer. He talks about, right? If you look at it, open your Bible to Matthew 7 and 6. He talks about the Lord's Prayer, how to pray. Then all of a sudden he said, don't judge, or you won't be able to really get what I promised you. And judgments are tough. And when we judge others, we fall under judgment ourselves. And maybe it's accusations, disagreements. Maybe it's very subtle. But notice in Revelation 12:10, Satan was called the accuser of the brothers and the sisters. You don't want to accuse other people and come into agreement with one of the names of Satan. I want to come into agreement with the Lord. So the solution that will help you right now, first of all, get out of fear. Get fear out of your life. You need to take it captive. Do whatever you need to do. I know I'm just going to give you the outline really quick, but you need to get healed of any unloving spirits against yourself, against God and others. I had to do this. I had to walk through some, I use sozo prayer. You know, maybe that would be different for you, but you know, I was able to contact someone through Bethel Church in Reading, and they connected over Skype with me and helped me walk through these things. Maybe you need to step away from judgments or arguments. I recommend taking, you know, an inventory of your life and look and see if there's anything that you have. Is there, you know, spirit of accusation flowing? Or is there the spirit of reconciliation? So I'm going to go through a step-by-step solution here, and it will be easy, actually, for you to do this, to start anyway. It's always easy to start. And the first place to start is to go on a negativity fast. Fast from negative talk, negative thoughts. This is so important because it's going to help you to renew your mind. Fast from negativity. Then, if you've been doing this like me and my team, we actually have a negative-free lifestyle. We do things on a regular basis and no longer accusing others. Maybe you need to step away from social media. If you do that, hey, I've got the Doug Addison app for your iPhone or your Android. You'll look it up and see it, and it's a negative-free zone. You can get the daily prophetics and all my material. But maybe you just need to take a break right now, get some people to agree with you. Do an inventory, you know, and I want you to look up Colossians 3 and look at the fruit of darkness and look at the fruit of the light. It talks about the two. Begin to pray Colossians 3 over yourself and ask God to show you if there's anything in your life where you don't have that perfect love, the perfect love that casts out fear. Now, I'm saying this really quick here, and you're going to want to start really considering this more. Because once I got this down, I tell you, I was healed within 30 days of multiple chemical sensitivity that had driven me from my house. They told me I would never wear my clothes again. I mean, I wasn't able to wear my clothes at the time. They told me I'd never go in my garage again because it was mold and black mold. Oh, it's a lie. all things are possible for those who believe. I was back in my garage. I've been restored ever since. And now I've kicked out the spirit of fear and I've brought in the spirit of the Lord and love. So Lord, I pray for each person listening to me right now. I pray for whatever situation is bad or good, doesn't matter. I pray that you would align us with your word on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.